Now, the Green Party TD and Minister for State for Rural Development, Joe O'Brien, was in the county yesterday. We were speaking to him on the programme. Indeed, he's in the county today meeting volunteer organisations and community organisations in the north of the county. Yesterday, he was in South Kerry, where he met members of the forum on assisting Ukrainian refugees and their entry into South Kerry. Lots of supports being provided, but lots of pressure on the community as well and community supports that are there. The minister himself was talking about trying to meet some of that need and employ more community officers across the country to try and help out local communities, particularly in rural areas where service provision wouldn't be the same as in larger urban centres. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is a number of people who met with the minister this morning, or yesterday morning indeed, and talked about those issues. We've got Joe McCrohan, who's Rural Development Manager with the South Kerry Development Partnership. We also have Alan O'Connell of Local Link, who met with the minister about local and rural transport. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning,
Joe. If I'll start with you, you met with the minister yesterday, obviously talking about a number of different issues important to South Kerry Development Partnership, but also in the wider context of provision of services, particularly, I suppose, in parts of South Kerry that's seen their population increase quickly and suddenly over the last couple of months.
Yeah, Johnny, we're delighted. Well, the minister took the time to come to South Kerry and to see the issues on the ground and to hear from people on the ground exactly what's happening. I suppose due to the circumstances in Ukraine, there's 2,600 extra people have come to live in South Kerry, and I suppose like everybody that comes to South Kerry, they're welcomed. And now we need to work with these people to integrate them into the community. And I suppose for years we've lost out, I suppose, on funding and resources and money from central government because we didn't have the numbers of people, the number of population. But now that the population has come up a bit, and in fairness to Minister O'Brien and his department, funding has come into South Kerry Partnership to employ two officers to work with Ukrainian people to integrate them into the community here in South Kerry.
Yeah, and that's the important issue. Look, from that point of view, how receptive was he to that message that we need increase in services, we need increase in support, the longer this goes on, to try and accommodate these people, make them more welcome, make sure there's services there to meet their and the wider community's needs?
Yeah, and the minister, in fairness, is a very down-to-earth man, and he understands that this is going to create some pressures for in different sectors, education and health and so on and so forth, transport and so on and so forth. But I suppose, as well as these officers working with the Ukrainian people that have come in, we'll also be working with the local people to, if they have any issues that we can help to address, so that the whole system works neatly and tidy and everybody can move forward together, you know. So there is going to be some pressures, and there's going to be some, you know, concerns. And I know people that will be returning to school in a few weeks' time will be concerned about their kids and their education and all that. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of work to be done there. And I suppose all state agencies will have to put the shoulder to the wheel now to make sure that this transition is smooth as possible.
Yeah. So one of the issues is the provision of GP services for the wider community, including the increase in the refugees that are living in the area as well. And that's a situation that's kind of coming to a head now. Two GPs in Carrigsabine, one is leaving in September, and I think the other shortly afterwards. So that's something that needs to be addressed, I'd imagine, in the short term.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. And I mean, we've had a wonderful, you know, South Dock service all along, and we'd hope that that will keep in place and keep improving, as well as having our, you know, GPs locally here that can provide the health, the necessary healthcare for people. And I suppose, you know, central government would always be saying that healthcare needs to be, you know, provided at a local source, you know, by GPs, and that, and people are referred to the right access emergency if needed, or whatever health services they need. But yeah, a number of GPs and GPs, you know, coming to live in rural Ireland or settle down in rural Ireland is a difficult thing. I suppose, you know, we need to train more GPs in the country. There's wonderful kids leaving school every year with high points, and I think there needs to be more places provided and third level institutions for GPs in particular. People that would be willing to live in rural areas. The two GPs we have here in Carrigsabine are excellent. They're connected to the area. They know the people, and the people know them, and they live within the community, and I think that's hugely important for services. I suppose the other thing is the emergency services. Then, I mean, a lot of it is, a number of incidents recently where, you know, ambulances have been dispatched, and I suppose, you know, we'd like to see rather than dispatch time being the time that's calculated as it should be the arrival time, the arrival at the accident, or the arrival at the position where the person needs care, rather than dispatch time, you know, because dispatch time could be, you know, an hour away, an hour and a half away, and that's how much good we need. We need to record it on the reliable time at the incident.
And is that for particularly rural areas, so service can get there in time?
Yeah, recording dispatch time is much good if the distance after travel is an hour and a half, you know.
Yeah.
It's the arrival at the incident, and I think that's what the media should be picking up on, not the dispatch time.
You're right. And from that, look, there's 30% more people there now, so more incidents, more issues, more calls on emergency services. All of that needs to be provided for and resourced and funded for everyone living in the area.
Yeah, and I think these people have come to the area and need to be integrated into the community and need to be get out and work with the community. And if there's jobs they can take up, that they take them up. And if there's a lot of young women and families to be looked after, and a lot of the people might be interested in working on employment schemes. And I think that should be, rather than having to wait 12 months, they should be encouraged to take up those positions now and get integrated into the community and get familiar with the community. We've suffered serious depopulation here in South Kerry, and this is an opportunity in rural South Kerry, and this is an opportunity now to reverse that. While it will bring huge challenges, I think people in South Kerry will use the challenges, and I think we have a warm, welcoming nature, and I think we'll do our best. But I think the state agencies and the departments need to come behind us now on this, and I think the Minister, in fairness, by coming to South Kerry, is leading the way in that, and I compliment the Minister for that.
Joe, one of the positives on this is the school numbers and increase in school roles because of this. Obviously that puts its own pressure though in terms of language resources. Will the schools be properly resourced come September, do you think?
Yeah, well,
how important is it that they are?
It's crucially important. I mean, education is the basis for people's lives, really, I suppose, in the sense of what progression they're going to make in jobs and opportunities and so on and so forth. And we don't want any child to be a Kerry child or a Ukrainian child or a child that's come here from Germany or France to live, that they have a poor experience in education. So education is a really, really important thing in South Kerry and always has been. And I'm sure that the staff in the local schools and the standard department, we have the Minister for Education in the county, I'm sure that every resource will be put in place to make the thing as smooth as possible. There will be difficulties and there will be challenges, but I think if the schools can get the resources, it will be a major help.
Yeah. Okay, Joe, stay with me on the line with Alan O'Connell of Local Link Kerry with us as well. Alan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry. How are you?
Good. Look, the issue of local public transport is to the fore again today with stories about the second car in rural Ireland and debates between how much transport and agriculture are going to have to step up to the mark in terms of reduction of emissions. So I'd imagine that was a focus in your discussion with the Minister yesterday, the provision of regular and timely local rural transport.
Absolutely, Gerry. And I suppose just from your conversation with Joseph there earlier, the word integration. Without public transport, you can't actually have integration. You mentioned households with two cars, Gerry. I mean, unfortunately, in rural Ireland, depending on what age the kids are still living at home with parents and stuff, you could have three or four cars in a household.
In a driveway,
because unfortunately, at the moment, there isn't enough public transport in the county. It is improving, and it's improving every single year. But yes, we would have impressed on the Minister yesterday that the Connecting Ireland programme, that's a five-year programme that the government announced, that they need to expedite that. That it's never been in such demand, public transport, be it with the emissions targets or fuel prices, or as Joseph mentioned, the numbers that have now moved to South Kerry, living in very rural areas in centres who have actually no access to any car in any shape or form, and we're trying to help and assist them with putting on public transport services or increasing capacity on services.
Yeah. How has that been, Alan, I mean, over the last while? I mean, these people arriving, they don't know the area. It's a good distance away from, I suppose, the administrative centres of Tralee or Killarney for the county, or even maybe Kenmare or Killorglin. Have they been looking for services to try and move from A to B and back again?
Absolutely, and I suppose, you know, we'd also, Local Link would also be a member of the South Kerry Response Forum, so it's actually great, Gerry, being around with other organisations and agencies, whereby you're hearing straight away when somebody has actually moved or a centre has opened, and as was said earlier, they are opening now at the moment in very rural areas, because all the larger centres have been taken up. There's over 4,000 Ukrainian refugees in this county at the moment, which I think is about 10% of what has come into the country, have actually come to live in Kerry. So they're covering the length and breadth of the county. I think at the moment we have stops at about 40 different centres all over the county with some of our services, which just lets you know the locations that their people are staying in.
So that'll give you an idea of how widespread it is across the county and the needs that are there for people to get from A to B. Will the funding be there, I suppose? How receptive was the minister? He'll take that back to Cabinet without the need to expedite Ireland Connects?
Absolutely. And look, we also would have met with Minister Eamon Ryan when he was in the county 2 weeks ago, and we would have impressed on the same thing. So expedite Connecting Ireland. And there's huge plans there at the moment for Kerry. We've mentioned before in your programme for South Kerry and for North Kerry. They're coming very close to fruition now at the moment, but we see that there's actually more need in the county. We would have also impressed again on the Minister yesterday in relation to bus stop infrastructure. You know, there's buses operating all over the county, but there's a lack of bus stops, even poles, as well as shelters in areas that need them. And then on top of that, we would have also impressed on the Minister to retain the recent reduction that was given for the cost of living on public transport fares. So we've impressed on them that they need to retain that for 2023, because at the moment when it was announced, it was only announced for 2022.
Yeah.
So we've asked for the Minister to keep that reduction and to potentially in some areas to look at reducing it even further.
You'd be hopeful that that stays in place for budget 2023 when it comes out in September.
Absolutely. You know, we've seen a reduction, Gerry, across the board of 20% on the for the cost of living, but we've also seen a reduction for the young adult and student up to the age of 24 of 50%. And with that in place, we can actually see more younger people actually availing of public transport. But unless, Gerry, that you actually have an alternative, i.e. 7 days a week public transport going 3, 4, 5 times a day, you're not going to get the people out of the second, third or fourth car that you have. You need to give them an option. And actually, Gerry, we've seen that over in West Kerry, whereby when you build a service, people will come. The words we're now using, if you build it, they will come. We've seen over 1,000 people a week now travelling west of Dingle into Dingle Town, where buses are also connecting them with bus air and buses to Tralee. So if you give them an option, people will use it.
And do you think that will solve this problem that's been associated with transport, public transport provision in rural areas, Alan, that the perfect storm we have at the moment in terms of the high fuel prices, the need for the climate emission reduction and all of that will play into the argument about viability, that, you know, you can have buses to everywhere, but you won't have enough people to make them viable?
Well, unfortunately, public transport is never viable.
Is it a different argument now? Is it a different argument based on the competing needs, the targets we have to meet, and the high fuel costs on average people?
It's probably a different argument, and insofar as public transport in whatever field you talk about, be it Bus Éireann and Dublin Bus, the Lewis, it's not viable. Public transport requires government funding, and will always require that, Gerry. But in terms of the needs of what's required in rural Ireland, we've had a deficit for 20 years of public transport, and you know, Local Link are now operating 20 years, and every single year, as I said, we've seen it get better and better. The 2019, Gerry, which was the last year pre-COVID, we carried 160,000 passengers all over Kerry. Now, if with the level of services we now have, we know that if the same trends were there, we would carry over 200,000 in 2022. So that shows you, Gerry, even with a lack of public transport, there's still a lot of people that don't require and need public transport to get around and do their daily lives, to live, be it for work, for education, for training, for health, for social, for shopping. There's a massive amount of people who need and will use public transport if it's available.
Yeah, there certainly is. Okay, well, listen, gentlemen, we're out of time. We're going to have to leave it there. But my thanks to both of you for giving us your views and having met with the minister and where things stand in terms of the provision of sports and the provision of services in South Kerry and I suppose Kerry as a whole.